Well, it's very simple. It's you're not running QB-driven offense. I mean, as athletic as Cooper is, we're not going to use him probably on the perimeter. It's going to have to be spotted. They're similar in terms of their mental approach to the game. There's not really anything we can't do conceptually. Very similar, very smart, see the field, accurate. Just probably the QB-driven. Just naturally, everybody would know that. I'm not giving away any secrets.
That's Todd Monken talking to the media before the Ravens headed to the pool yesterday, and he's talking about Cooper Rush and how being under center changes how he calls the game.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is pretty rudimentary stuff and pretty vanilla in the preseason. I'm more interested in what's sort of happening in terms of the practices and where they're able to dial things up and you know, some of these scrimmages going against other teams, the work they were able to get in with the Colts last week. I think there's probably more to glean from that. And look, I said I thought it'd be a little bit of a baptism by fire for Cooper Rush in the preseason. And obviously having your first pass picked off is exactly that. I'm not too worried about him. Actually, I'm not worried about him at all, to be honest with you. I think he's in great hands with Todd Monken.
I'm not worried about it. That being said, I would like to see him at least start to trend upwards in these final two preseason games. And it's also important to note, he's not playing with any of the starters in terms of pass catchers either. So he's playing with backups there. It's not the full starting offensive line. It was 3/5 of it. But he's got to be better.
More from Todd Monken speaking yesterday. He was asked how he would assess the QB play and the offensive play in the first preseason game.
We got to play better around them. I mean, that's the start of it. It's a team game. I mean, we got to protect. We got to run the routes. And they got to play better. I got to call it better for them. I mean, it's all the above. When you don't, in one aspect of what we did, because I thought we ran the ball pretty well. In one aspect of it, which is throwing the football, we got to get better. And we're going to continue to get after it, and we'll see come Saturday. But I'm excited. I like Coop. I like Dev. I like our guys. We just got to be a lot more efficient in what we're doing across the board.
I do appreciate Monk falling on his sword about calling the game better. I don't know how he fixes Devin Leary.
That's a tough watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of feels like we feel good about what they did at number two QB, but now you're like, and we're always going to quibble, right? Mm-hmm. It's part of the job. But it's like, geez, wouldn't it be nice if the number three, especially when the number three's got to play a decent amount, because you now have a legitimate number two and your number one is the best on the planet who no one wants to see play this time of year. Like, it'd be nice if the number three actually had some developmental upside.
You'd have to think when roster cutdowns happen and you're looking to build out your practice squad, assuming Devin Leary continues to look like this, Eric DaCosta is going to be searching for someone.
I would hope.
Yeah.
I mentioned in the open Corey Bullock, who has been flashing a little bit, former Terp, undrafted, it looks like he might be the leader in the clubhouse for the backup center job. Todd Monken asked what he's seen from Corey Bullock during camp.
He's done a great job. I'll really go back to last year. You know, when a player makes the practice squad, you try to elaborate to them, like, you know, this is a one-year opportunity, maybe more, but you're here to help us in practice, but to develop. Like, don't take it as just, hey, I go out there and read a card and I show up at the building. He didn't do that. I mean, he worked every day, got better every day. Coach Warhop's done a great job with him. I mean, he's a very conscientious young man, and he's playing a really high level right now. Excited for him and for us.
Saw him the other day. I think one
I'd
of
love
the
to hear that.
Yeah, beat guys posted, like, after practice, he's on the field and Ronnie Stanley's working with him on, like,
awesome.
Ronnie Stanley's showing some leadership too, so that's kind of cool. But working with Corey Bullock after practice about some blocking drills.
Yeah, I mean, that's a position group when Joe D was here where it felt like you were always hearing about two or three kids under the radar who they felt like might be diamonds in the rough. So yeah, you need to hear that stuff. You want to hear that stuff. And some of it, you know, comes from coaching. And coaches can light a fire to a certain degree, but a player's got to see that opportunity, right? They've got to seize it. They've got to understand that, as Monk was saying, I can be helping the team, But this is also really about helping myself, because if I help myself to a certain degree, then I'm really helping the team by providing legitimate depth on a game day roster, not just running scout team stuff to get us through 3 days of practice. So, yeah, that's great to hear.
For sure. And this organization really, since its inception, has done a great job in developing offensive linemen selected later on in the draft or undrafted guys. Patrick McCary was an undrafted guy.
Yes.
Who, diamond in the rough, he was able to be that ultimate sixth man and a full-time starter last year. So you're trying to build up that pipeline again.
One more from Monk. He's asked about Lamar Jackson and the changes he's noticed in him this offseason.
I think it's with every year that we're running the same offense and we're together, you know, we communicate better, get to learn each other better, likes, dislikes, how he sees the game, how I see it, how we bring it together, our staff, because it's not just me or him, it's everybody, it's the team, it's our staff. But his command at the line of scrimmage, I think he's doing a better job with our guys. Consistently what he expects from them and being on the same page. So you can just see that part of it. And again, I can only speak to the last 2 years, so I can't speak before then, but he's been outstanding.
I don't know about changes, but continuity, mm-hmm. things staying the same has to be good. Like, this whole group has been the same now.
It's huge. And they're all at a point where, like, no one has to have a breakthrough. If everyone just keeps being anything close to who they are, Lamar Jackson has more pieces to play with than he could ever hope for. Like, I don't need Zay Flowers to take a huge Zay be Zay. Rashad be last year's Rashad or anything close to it. Sure. Likely be likely. Andrews, just be Andrews. Don't fall off a cliff. Like, Henry, I even if he fell off a little bit of a cliff, you're still, he's coming off a 2,000-yard season. Like, he could drop to 1,500 and it's still more than productive enough, right? Like, we know what Justice Hill is. Like, Ronnie Stanley, stay healthy. I mean, we know what Linderbaum is. We know Rosengarten can play in this league at a high level and it's going to get better. Like, it's not, there's not a whole lot of, like, hopes and prayers and, oh, gee, like, let this guy make the leap and let that guy, you know, be twice as good as he was last year. No, just need these people to stay relatively healthy and not have massive, like, drops in production, which I don't think any of them are going to. That's not really how they're wired.
Jason, we did that exercise a few weeks back where we ranked every single position group best to worst, and the offense overwhelmingly was in the top five. I think we had the secondary in the top five, but that's the strength of this football team, and that's not to say that the defense is a bunch of scrubs. The defense should be really, really good as well, but this offense is loaded.
We'll talk with former Ravens coach Brian Billick about this Ravens team coming up at 3 o'clock. But coming up next, we need to get to the Orioles. And Dean Kramer was great. But
he was awesome.
The offense stinks, and it hadn't been good for a while. Orioles lose 1-0. Let's get into this supposed superpower of the team, the offense, next here on The Fan.